Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
Tell the Queen of Diamonds by the way she shines. I
Everybody's breathing and drinking that wine. You can tell the Queen of Diamonds by the way she shines. Well, I've got no chance of losing this time. Well, I've got no chance of losing this time.
Out of the day come the drummers with congas and maracas and tars, with bongos and little hand drums painted with sacred symbols and incised with the faces of demons, with drums of skin and wood and river clay and metal, the drums of the four elements, with rain sticks and shikaris, drums that hiss and drums that rumble like two stones rolling against each other on the floor of the ocean, with clay guttums as round as their bellies and surdos like flame under the feet, with all kinds of drums in their hands streaked and fretted with the day's labor, hands that know how to make matter speak secrets of spirit, master drummers with eager apprentices, drummers who leave their men at home to make love to the moon with their drum, drummers who lie to people but never to their drum, big fat drummers with bellies overspilling their too tight pants, who love nothing more than to eat, make love, and drum, drummers lean as snakes with muscles articulate as the taut skin of a drum, rude drummers with beery kisses, inept drummers fumbling the beat, shy drummers who roar like thunder when they drum, tomboys who bury a tooth under the Milky Way, wishing for their first drum, drummers who are glad they are not soldiers, fire-eyed drummers with stretch marks on their breasts and tough nipples, drummers who heard their true name one night from a drum, indigent drummers slacking on the rent but never on the rhythm, drummers with neighbors pounding on the wall, drummers who sleep in their truck with their drums, drummers who stroke the skin of a drumhead, patient as a lover who know what Duke meant when he said, a drum is a woman, drummers drumming as the first warhead opens its flower of heavy elements, drummers full of acid playing drums of water, mathematical drummers building golden triangles in the ear, drummers who could have been poets inventing a new language of the heart on a second-hand drum, drummers who think of the most beautiful breasts they never touched when they drum, drummers with pieces of metal in their flesh binding them to this world, drummers who dreamed they could fly when they were young, who learn to fly, drummers who play what they hear inside, drummers who play what's never been heard, drummers who keep the secret of the silent beat, drummers who make earthquakes when they drum, rhythm masters of the cutting rhyme and tricky sample, compassionate drummers drumming the drum of swift death, old drummers who set searing coals of envy in the chests of young drummers, drummers born in the wrong century, exiles of time, medicine drummers with kashishi and berimbau stinging trances into the air, heavy metal drummers to whom visions of Norse thunder gods come in garages stinking of dinosaur perfume, kind rainbow drummers with bellies full of lust for perfect young bodies, drummers who weep thinking of a cow in the slaughterhouse, assassin drummer aiming his arrow well, Blind drummers sounding the colors of the setting sun. Lonely drummers, drummers drumming first blood between their legs. Drummers who smile when they play, knowing they were born to drum. Drummers who say, dancing with the hands. Drummers who should have stuck with the violin lessons. Drummers who learn they are drummers ringing the temple bell. Drummers unraveling the net of the law. Drummers making one from one and one. Drummers who keep drumming when the drumhead cuts the fingers of their hands. Drummers who feel nothing but pain. Drummers drumming to steal knowledge of the dead. Drummers waiting absolutely still for the animal whose skin will be the skin of a drum. Yeah. Thanks.
Steve Silberman reading his poem, The Drum Circle, in a bar in San Francisco in November of 1994. Steve was the co-author of Skeleton Key, A Dictionary for Deadheads, and the co-producer of the box set So Many Roads, 1965 to 1995, and he changed the world with a book about autism called Neurotribes. Steve died suddenly on August 29th. He was a great friend to me and a magnificent human being, and his death is a blow to countless people in many social and cultural circles. I'll be sharing more from his deeply consequential life in the near future. Coincidentally, Steve Silberman wrote the liner notes for the new Grateful Dead box set, Friend of the Devils, April 1978, a 19-disc set presenting 8 complete shows from a tour that set the template for the rest of the Dead's history, with drums and space in the middle of set 2. We began this program with a track from that box. You can find out more and or place your order at dead.net. We'll get back to 324-91 set 2 when the Grateful Dead Hour continues. It's the Grateful Dead Hour. I'm David Gans. We've been listening to the complete unreleased soundboard recording of March 24th, 1991, Grateful Dead at the Nick in Albany, New York. I was really impressed with Bobby Weir's vocal histrionics at the end of Looks Like Rain in last week's program. What you're about to hear is what the band played right after that, and I think Jerry Garcia's vocal histrionics coming out of this next one are pretty impressive, too. Enjoy! Thank you.
Jack. He's gone, gone, and nothing's gonna bring him back. He's gone.
Bring him back.
gonna bring him. Oh, nothing's gonna bring him, baby. Oh, nothing's gonna bring him, baby. Oh, nothing's gonna bring him. Thank you.
Grateful Dead at the Knickerbocker Arena in Albany, New York, March 24th, 1991. Continuing with set two, you heard He's Gone and Drums in Space. I'll have the rest of this amazing show for you in next week's Grateful Dead Hour. You'll find Grateful Dead Hour playlists and other useful information online at gdhour.com. You might also want to bookmark dead.net, where you'll find a show from the Grateful Dead Hour archives posted every Wednesday. There's a Grateful Dead Hour page on Facebook, and I'm pretty easy to find on the other social networks, too. My performing schedule is posted at perfectable.net/gigs. With certain exceptions, I play a live show every day on YouTube and my Facebook page, DGans Music. I'll be in Oyster Bay and Manhattan in late October and the Golden Road Festival in California in November. You can find my music and books in my online store, perfectable.net. My newest book is Improvised Lives, Grateful Dead 1972 to 1985, a collection of my photos and some stories to go with them. Perfectable.net. Support for the Grateful Dead Hour comes this week from the Brothers Jam, an exuberant Grateful Dead-inspired band from Portland, Oregon. Taking inspiration from the sonic excursions of the Dead, Talking Heads, Fish, Goose, Weather Report, and many more, you can check them out on YouTube and at brothersjam.com. And from the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York, announcing a Dark Star Orchestra mini-residency November 15th and 16th and the Cosmic New Year's Run December 30th and 31st. Tickets are on sale now. That's Dark Star Orchestra at the Cap November 15th and 16th and December 30th and New Year's Eve. More info at darkstarorchestra.net and thecapitoltheater.com. Oh, and I wanted to remind you that I'm teaching a class about the Grateful Dead for Stanford Continuing Studies that starts on October 3rd. 8 Thursday evening sessions, all online. The title of the class is Did It Matter? Does It Now? The Music and Culture of the Grateful Dead, and you can learn more and or sign up at continuingstudies.stanford.edu/GratefulDead. This has been Grateful Dead Hour number 1879. Thank you for your kind attention, everybody. I'm David Gans, and I'll meet you back here next week. I gotta let it shine.